Atlanta's new soccer team may not have many players at this point or even a head coach, but it has a lot of fans. The team has set a new record for the most season tickets sold for an expansion team. Atlanta United will make its debut at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in 2017. And joining now is Darren Eales. He's team president of Atlanta United. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Celeste.
And also joining us is Tara Goodwin-Rufus. She's the events director for the Atlanta Soccer Support Group, Terminus Legion. Hello, Tara.
Good morning.
So, Darren, as team president of Atlanta United, what does that make you responsible for?
So I'm in charge of the whole club. So on the technical side, all the sort of putting the staff together, the team, the head coach, all the sort of technical side of things, but also the business side. So in terms of the tickets, the sponsorship. So I'm sort of in charge of it all. And then I've got Carlos Bocanegra in charge of the technical department, who's a former national team player, played 110 times for his country. And then Anne Rodriguez, who came to me from Under Armour, where I knew her when I was working for Tottenham Hotspur.
The clothing manufacturer.
That's right, yeah. And when I was at Tottenham Hotspur in the English Premier League, we were the first people to go with Under Armour. So that's how I knew her.
All right, let's hear a little bit from the team owner, Arthur Blank. Here he is talking about Atlanta actually becoming part of Major League Soccer.
The league has grown tremendously in the last 10 years, financially, in terms of partners, other owners, stadiums, markets that are covered. This is the largest market in the United States that doesn't have an MLS franchise now. So we couldn't be more excited. We think the time would be exactly right. And we look forward to being, you know, the 22nd team in MLS.
Tara, many people in your group have been trying to get soccer to Atlanta for quite some time. Do you agree with Arthur Blank that the timing is right at this point?
Absolutely. The timing is always right.
Would you have said that if it was 5 years ago?
I personally would have. I've been involved with the soccer community for a long time. I've played, I've coached, I've reffed, I've done it all. It's been ready. I think now is a better time, but anytime.
Why do you say that?
Time.
Why is now better?
It's MLS is growing as a whole. Soccer in Georgia is growing as a whole. You see more and more youth leagues coming out. You see more and more competitive leagues that we didn't used to have. There's a lot more soccer in Atlanta and Georgia as a whole than people even realize.
Darren, is it easy or difficult to attract players to a brand new team?
There's a little bit of both. It's difficult in the sense of it's a leap of faith, particularly as it's a global game, soccer. So we're going to be taking a lot of our players from overseas as well. So what we found, though, is once we started to attract the players, so we've got, signed a guy called Kenwyn Jones, who came from Trinidad and Tobago, playing the English Premier League for 10 years. Once he signed on board, then that gives us a lot more credibility now as we're going out to recruit other players. And a great thing for us is Atlanta is, you know, it's a wonderful city. It's very international, easy to get to with the airport. But the other good thing is the standard of living. We are in a salary cap environment, competing against New York and LA. So when we can actually say, look, this is this wonderful city and actually your dollar's going to go further, that actually helps us in a salary cap environment.
Let me actually play you a comment that you made earlier. This is from 92.9 The Game here in Atlanta.
I mean, I've learned it quickly as I've come to the city. It's a city with a lot of transplants. So we were finding that people were saying, you know, this could be a team that they could unite behind. It was something where, you know, you come from Pittsburgh, you might be a Steelers fan, but you're not a soccer fan of anyone in Pittsburgh. So actually, this could be Atlanta's team.
There's also a sense that in a certain way, the soccer team could take advantage of how the poor season some of the other major teams are having and have had in Atlanta. Do you feel as though it sounds like you're saying not only could you get Atlanta fans, but you could draw fans from other cities?
Yeah, I mean, I think the big thing for us, and we talked about timing, I think the timing was great for Atlanta to have the team now because the league's grown. But I think the interesting thing was there were a lot of skeptics that Atlanta wouldn't necessarily be that good a sporting city. People have talked about the city, the Thrashers leaving the ice hockey team. And we've just now broken the record ever for expansion teams at 22,000. We've still got 6 months to go. So I think the interesting thing for the rest of the country has been how behind the sport the whole city's got. And I think the element of that, and I spoke about it on that clip, is this idea that no one's really, a lot of transplants here, a lot of people new to the area, and they don't carry the baggage of a former soccer team that they supported. So this is a team they can unite behind. Now, we're not looking at the other teams and thinking because they're doing poorly, that's going to help us. I think it's in everyone's interest for the whole of Atlanta to get behind its teams. And I'm actually quite excited about the fact that we've got a chance to rewrite the narrative of Atlanta. I think as we come into 2017, a lot of stories are going to be written about the amazing phenomenon of the city getting behind the team. And I'm hoping that that helps to sort of change this this wrong, you know, the narrative is incorrect that Atlanta doesn't support its teams. I mean, it's crazy to say that when you look at what we've done here, the Falcons sell out their stadium week after week. So I think there's this lazy journalism almost that Atlanta's not really a sports city, which is not really getting behind the truth.
Tara, what if the team struggles at first? What if it's not losing? Are you concerned about that ticket sales could go down?
No, not at all. We get behind our teams every single time, even as we were supporting the Silverbacks. We were there at every single game, cheering them on. It doesn't matter. Every team's going to have their season. Every team's going to have a bad season. So we'll be behind them 100% no matter what.
So there has been for a long time, and I mean decades in the U.S., a narrative about trying to sell soccer or football, clearly yeah. You're from across the pond, to Americans, and that nobody's ever quite convinced that that will happen, that America will ever fall in love with soccer. So I'm going to put this to both of you as to whether or not the recent interest in especially the women's Olympic team and the World Cup, whether or not we have turned at least a small corner when it comes to soccer.
I definitely think we have. I mean, I played over here 20 years ago when the league started. And when I played, it was still in that time where they were trying to Americanize soccer. So the idea was it wasn't high scoring enough for American fans to get into it. So they were...
You can end a soccer game after a very long time with zero
absolutely
goals.
But you can have some of the best games in the world to be nil-nils. But the interesting thing was they were trying to, I don't know, increase the goal size, take team fouls from basketball, trying to import things from other sports into soccer. And then about 15 years ago, they decided just to keep it authentic, the same as in the rest of the world. And what's happened is I think the increasing, you know, the population, the fact that now on social media you can watch a game anywhere in the world. I think that the kids growing up have played the FIFA computer game, for example. They understand soccer, they know about it. And so now I think we found that this is why it's suddenly growing and that everybody understands the game. They realize the game for what it is. And now, I mean, look at it, 22,000 already that we sold without even kicking a ball. That's higher than the NHL average of 17,400, the NBA average of 17,450. So it just shows you when you put it
into
that context.
How big was that celebration that Friday?
Yeah, pretty big, yeah.
Tara, let me put the same question to you. You have been involved in soccer for a very long time. And you coach, what ages do you coach?
I've coached all the way from 5 up to 12.
So how do you feel, especially as you've watched generations come and go who maybe haven't gotten a passion for soccer, do you think we have turned this corner?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Growing up playing soccer, I was, it's a girl's sport. It's a girl's sport. No one's ever going to pick it up. Now you have a huge female following, like you said, for the women's team. That was the highest rated game watched. They're bringing in all sorts of fans, girls. But you see a lot more boys playing, too. I've come up coaching, and I've heard from all the parents. And a lot of parents used to use soccer kind of as that filler season. Now you see more and more kids are playing every single season. Not only are they playing outdoor soccer, now they're playing indoor soccer. Every chance they get, they're on the field. So I definitely think we've turned a huge corner, and it's just getting bigger and bigger.
I'm speaking about the new soccer team in Atlanta, Atlanta United, and I'm speaking with Darren Eels, team president, and also Tara Goodwin-Rufus, who you just heard. She's with the soccer support group, Terminus Legion. Darren, are you concerned about some of the traffic woes people are predicting for the new stadium?
No, and for our fans in particular, we've got the Martyr, so that's something that our demographic, it's a lot more on the sort of millennial generation who tend to use Martyr. So for us, I think in particular, we feel that that's going to be a great solution for us. And the big thing for us was to be downtown. So what you've seen over the last 20 years in Major League Soccer is a move away from stadiums out in the suburbs to be more in the downtown locations, because we get, like Tara's group, Terminus Legion, the supporters group are a part of the show at a soccer game. So our fans will be, we have a supporters section that's going to be the largest in MLS. We've already sold over 3,000 in that section. And they will be putting up big flags, they call TIFOs, big demonstrations around the game. And they become part of that engine room, part of that noise of the game. So, you know, to be downtown, to create that energy was really important for the soccer team. And that's, you know, something that we're really excited about.
When do we find out who the head coach will be?
In the next couple of months, we're hoping to get someone in place because we have an expansion draft in December. So it's important for us to have that head coach in place before we have the expansion draft.
Tara, who's your dream player to come to Atlanta?
Oh, wow. I would love to see Luis Robles, but that won't happen.
Probably will not happen. Anybody second on that list?
Oh, the most unrealistic I could probably ever come up with would be Messi, of course.
Noted then.
Don't think that's going to happen either. So Darren, it's impossible now to make predictions about the team because we don't have all the players. We don't have a head coach. But are you prepared for, I mean, in the first year, often brand new teams really struggle. Are you prepared for that as a team, prepared for a team that the first couple of years is going to have a hard time?
Yeah, I mean, look, we've looked at, you can't sort of argue with the facts. One in the last 10 expansion teams hasn't made the playoffs. But having said that, we've got an owner in Arthur Blank that's fully committed to make this a winning team. He hired me nearly 2 years ago to start the sort of the planning and the to make sure that we give ourselves the best possible opportunity to be competitive from the start. And that's what we've tried to do in every area of the squad. We're trying to get the best player we can for that position. So whether that is, we started a, what they call an affiliation with a lower division team in Charleston. And we were the first team to ever do that before we started playing. And the reason for that is it gave us a chance to house some players early. So that was to try and get them acclimatized from abroad so that they could be up to speed when we start playing in 2017. We were the first team ever to start their academy, the under-12s to under-18s, before the first team started. And again, that's because we're not going to get an instant fix with our academy, but the sooner we start putting the building blocks in place, the quicker we can be more progressive. So I think, you know, it's a long answer, but we want to be as competitive as we start. And Tara touched on it earlier, you know, I think from our perspective, when we sign the players, we're not necessarily going to sign a player because it's going to sell tickets, but because we want to be competitive.
That's Darren Eales, team president of Atlanta's new soccer team, Atlanta United. Tara Goodwin-Rufus is director of events for the Atlanta Soccer Support Group, Terminus Legion. The team begins its first season next year at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Darren and Tara, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.